Now, will you notice the next verse here? He says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now, I think the wisdom here, very candidly, is related to the thing that he's talking about here. I today have trouble and trials. I have problems. You have problems. How are you going to solve this problem? How are you going to meet this issue? How are you going to deal with this person? Well, we need to go to God in prayer. If you lack wisdom in this regard, wisdom is really the exercise and the practical use of knowledge. There are a great many people today who have knowledge, but they don't have any practical sense whatsoever. I used to play golf with a man who was a PhD, and I never shall forget one day, even to this good day, I get a good laugh about thinking about it. It started raining, and he looked at me, and in utter amazement, he said, "What shall we do now?" Well, I want to say this to you. You don't have to have a PhD degree to get in out of the rain. But here's a man with a PhD degree, didn't have sense enough to get in out of the rain. I said, I think we better seek shelter. May I say to you that wisdom is to know how to act under certain circumstances of testing and trial. And when problems come up and questions come up, life is filled with these, my friend. And therefore, you and I need to have from God wisdom. Well, what do you do? Well, he's in the business of giving it out liberally. Here means he just simply helps you out in times like that. And he upbraideth not. Means it's pure, simple giving of good without any admixture of evil or bitterness. That's what you and I are to do. If we lack wisdom, let's go to God, and he's going to hear and answer your prayer. But listen to him. Verse 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Our problem today is, maybe that's not your problem, it's been my problem over a great deal of my Christian life, is I just haven't believed God. Now, don't misunderstand me. I trusted Christ as my Savior, and I believe with all my soul he saved me, and he's going to save me for heaven. I believe that with all my heart. But down here, where the rubber meets the road, that's where I've had my problems. I went through college in almost total unbelief. Now, what I mean by that is this. I didn't believe God could put me through college. I was a poor boy. I had to borrow money. I had to work. I had to work at a full-time job. And it was difficult. And every year I'd finish, I couldn't think I could come back the next year. And lo and behold, God always would open up a door. And I actually went through college a miserable fellow. And I look back over it now, boy, the fun I could have had if I'd only believed God. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Why don't you believe God today, friend? And I'm talking to you as a Christian friend. You've got a long face today. You're wondering how this is going to work out and how that's going to work out. I know exactly how you feel. I've been there. May I say to you, why don't you believe God? Why don't you trust him? Turn it over to him. Do you lack wisdom? And believe me, I know this. I do not have the brains to meet the problems of life. I'm not capable today of actually living in this complex civilization. But I got a Heavenly Father, friends, and he can supply even the wisdom that I need and that you need. And then he says here, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. You say, well, I believe God's going to work this out. And then when the time comes, we jump at it ourselves and we leap at it and make our own decision. I've done that several times. I turned it over to the Lord. I believed him, but the next day I didn't believe him, and I decided, since nothing had shown up by way of a solution, I'd solve it myself. That's when I made my mistake. He's like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Now he says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. If you're going to work it out, then God can't work it out for you. If you're going to go in like a bull in a china closet and try to work something out, Why not turn it over to God?